podcast host Kudzai Mbaiwa has been urging ordinary citizens to be part of the Zimbabwe Stock Exchange, or ZSE, based on its performance.
So the year-to-date returns on the Zimbabwe Stock Exchange as at the last week, is this past week, we're just a little bit over 45% year-to-date, and this is returns in real terms, so in US dollar terms. In other words, someone will put in $100 would be sitting right now on a value, assuming that they'd invested in the entire, you know, exchange, of about 45%.
She says, in light of the inflationary conditions, many are looking to preserve the value of their income.
With our inflation beginning to once again rise, there is a lot of Zimbabwe dollar that is around and it has to find a safe haven.
In many other economies, people invest their money in banks and expect a single-digit annual interest, but such low margins can be eroded by inflation, and the Zimbabwe Stock Exchange has proven to be more rewarding.
Outside of the region, the more there is information, the opportunity of the internet, more people are aware of the opportunity of the Zimbabwe Stock Exchange. We actually regard it in quotes as a frontier market, and those that want to take chances will do so. Across the world, you hardly find places where you get a double-digit return. We are beating the JSE. Last year, we were just ahead of, you know, everyone else as well, and I think that historical performance, though it is not a guarantee for the future, is always something that gives comfort to incoming investors.
Mubaiwa says, while foreign investors are looking to exit the Zimbabwe market, there is also more awareness by locals and ordinary folk, and those people can buy shares for as little as $5. For VOA, this is Kudzai Zvinavashe from Harare.